weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Could bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid 90s, still mainly dry and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Auburn community will celebrate the lives of Rod and Paula Bramblett later today. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the Auburn Arena. We will carry that service live on the Alabama News Network Facebook page. 10 airmen with the 187th Fighter Wing are recovering this morning after Montgomery Fire and Rescue crews responded to a hazardous materials incident Wednesday. Authorities say they were exposed to hydrazine. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. And Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Wednesday that will bring statues of Rosa Parks and Helen Keller to the Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I'm going to switch to some national and international news a little bit here. And do you know who got $600,000 for speaking in Colombia? Just a coincidence, I'm sure, that the cocaine sales are raging in the United States.
Right.
Barry Sotero.
Oh.
Or Sotero, or whatever. Sotero.
$600,000, huh?
$600,000 to speak Tuesday at a marketing conference in Bogota, Colombia. Now, they did not pay him in Bolivian marching powder.
Allegedly.
According to Colombian news outlet El Tiempo.
But we have noticed that in Chicago, they flood in these streets.
$100,000 more than Bill Clinton made for his single speech in Moscow during a 2010 trip. He earned 2 billion Colombian pesos. 591,000 U.S. greenbacks speaking at the EXMA conference. The hell's the EXMA conference? Anyway, they could snap a photo with the former president attendees. Good for 3,200 large.
Well,
according to the Bogota Post, Obama's talk, a conversation with President Barry Sotero was focused on influential growth strategies. It'd be a talk about business that's based on a positive influence Obama puts out. I don't think we need to say Obama puts out. It's a wrong message. We have to take advantage of this to build the country, entrepreneurship, and innovation, said the organizers. $600,000 to speak in Colombia.
Well,
$600,000.
Does that include the Secret Service protection?
No. No.
So that's, you know.
Wasn't Colombia where they were getting in trouble for getting hookers?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got a gun stolen down there?
Mm-hmm.
And his badge? What kind of hookers you think you get in Colombia?
I don't know.
I mean, this is an economy run on cocaine. I had a friend who went to Colombia to hang out. Is Caracas, is that in Colombia?
Caracas is Venezuela.
Oh, okay, no. What's the other city? Not Bogota, but the other big city in
Colombia. Medellin?
Nah, it's another city in Colombia she hung out in. She said it was fire.
It's supposed to be, like, a lot nicer than it was. Cartagena?
Cartagena, that's where she was.
Lady, you are hill and gone from Cartagena. Cartagena's way over on the coast. Romancing the Stone, the actual best movie of the 80s?
Listen, let me tell you, she was in Cartagena.
Cartagena.
She said it was awesome.
Well,
like, awesome, awesome.
Apparently, after they had, like, that whole narco war thing, and Pablo and them were blowing up the country and all that, and they were like, how about we chill out? This place is kind of cool. Like, if you'll just stop kidnapping all the foreigners and murdering each other and blowing up all the pharmacies, then, like, we could have some tourism, and now they do.
Well, I'll tell you, she really enjoyed it. She said you take, like, $200, and it goes about as far as 8,000 in Paris.
Woo!
You can drink, you can eat, you get hotels, everything. Everything's dirt cheap. And you convert it to Colombian pesos, and it just goes forever.
That sounds awesome.
And if you're an American, they love you.
All right, BRB. Going to Colombia.
Yeah. She's black. I asked her if a white guy could pull that off. And she's like, she thinks so.
I have a passport.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just worried about getting kidnapped by the locals.
Yeah, I mean.
That's part of it.
It's sort of like Mexico City like Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Chicago, most of the places that you're going to go, you're not going to be in any danger.
No. I went to Chicago. I had a great time.
Right. Yeah, me too. And, like, you know, I mean, everybody knows, like, there's these, like, 8-block areas that you just stay out of.
Right.
And they're, like, not close to where you're going to go.
Well, that's
like, if you're staying on the Mag Mile, you're not just going to wander into Murderville over here.
South Side.
You know?
Most of the bad stuff's in Indiana anyway.
Right. Oh, Gary.
No, the thing with Chicago is it's a lot like Montgomery. The only difference is, in Chicago, the bad neighborhoods are separated by miles.
Right.
In Montgomery, they're separated by feet.
Yeah.
CNN announces substantial job cuts at London office.
Oh.
Surprise. CNN's primetime ratings dropped 26% in April, the worst month for total viewers since October 2015. What happened the next month after that? Oh, the Donald got elected. Seems like every time something good See, CNN's so totally in against Trump. That when Mueller, they've been telling their viewers for basically years that Mueller was going to take down Trump. And when Gray Hat finally didn't take down Trump, their viewers left. They've been lied to. They've been lies to. Oh, speaking of, I want to talk about the special counsel for a second. We'll talk about him for a second. Someone was getting smart with me earlier. You can't call him a Gray Hat, Barron. He's not a Gray Hat, Barron. But Barron. You know Mueller was trying to destroy Trump, don't you? Yeah, why didn't he? A special counsel absolutely could destroy the President of the United States. Absolutely. Yeah. Why didn't he? Why did he end the special counsel probe and release a report prior to the start of the 2020 campaign?
Because it's not his job.
Pelosi and Schumer refused to endorse impeachment after Mueller's statement yesterday. What do they know why is it my Facebook friends are so much smarter than everybody else? Why is it my Facebook friends know what Pelosi and Schumer don't know? You know, Barron, the speech yesterday from Mueller was just to start the impeachment process against Trump.
Oh, what?
This is the end of Trump. This is finally the beginning of the end of Trump.
Oh God! If you ever see anybody that says anything about Trump,
you're dealing with a special kind of stupid. I'd bring out the R word for those people. I'm not going to, but I would. He gave a speech yesterday, basically closing his office. I actually asked a legitimate question on Facebook last night.
You did.
Who the hell is in charge of sentencing Flynn? Now, a lot of people are saying, well, Flynn's going to run free now. No, he's not going to run free. He pleaded guilty. I mean, he's a felon. He's going to be sentenced. My question is, if the special counsel's office isn't doing it, who's doing it? The Trump-appointed U.S. attorney of the District of Columbia? Do you guys understand the implications on whether Mueller's a bad guy or not based on that one fact? I mean, supposedly he's out here to destroy all these people's lives, to upend the Trump administration, to do this, to do that. He didn't even sentence Mueller. I mean, he didn't even sentence Flynn. He closed his office before Flynn got sentenced. He kept asking for time, asking for time, asking for time, and then left, and Flynn still hadn't been sentenced yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now a Trump appointee, the U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, I believe who would have, because he pleaded guilty in the D.C. Circuit. I believe the U.S. attorney there now has authority to weigh in on the sentencing. Could the U.S. attorney set aside his plea? Could the U.S. attorney ask for no time? I mean, these are legitimate questions. If Mueller's out to destroy Trump and everybody associated with him, he did a really lousy job. He did a really, really poor job, if that was his goal. Why would he not go testify in front of Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Why would his report not have gone into detail about why Trump should be impeached?
Right. Or, like, draw some conclusions of, here, like, look, this one right here. This is the bad one.
I mean, I love Trump as much as the next guy. I do. I'm going to wear a red MAGA hat for 12 solid months leading up to the election. I'm going to get on his website and order, like, 5 of them so I can always have it. I'm going to have different ones. I'm going to have the one with the rope on it, you know? The high bill. With the rope? I mean, the high front with the rope? I'm going to have, like, the cool one, the layback. I'm going to get the 45 one, the one that says USA. I'm going to get the Keep America Great hat. I'm going to get them all. I love Donald Trump. I want to get a MAGA tattoo across my heart. Actually, I'm going to get a frog tattoo. That'd be fire.
Pepe?
Yeah, that'd be fire. Lord Kick. But, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that Mueller was out to destroy Trump and then totally, unadulteratedly failed. Now, the question, did he lie to the Attorney General? This is an interesting question. The Justice Department and the Special Counsel's Office have both released a joint statement that there is no conflict between Mueller and Barr's accounts of why the Special Counsel's Office didn't consider charging President Trump with a crime. Who's in charge of the Justice Department?
Barr.
Barr? Who's Barr's boss?
Trump.
Trump. So Trump's Justice Department and the Special Counsel's Office released a joint statement. All right, you guys who are messaging me, and it's not just one or two of you, it's like 5 of you. You guys who are messaging me, why on earth, if Mueller's statement yesterday was supposedly so horrific, so awful, so bad, why on earth is Trump's Justice Department and the Special Counsel's Office release a joint statement clarifying the main issue? Here's what they say. The Attorney General has previously stated that the Special Counsel repeatedly affirmed that he was not saying that. But for the Office of the Legal Counsel opinion, he would have found the President obstructed justice. The special counsel's report and his statement today made clear that the office concluded it could not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. There is no conflict between these statements. No conflict between these statements. So Barr says, but Mueller, are you saying, but for the OLC opinion, you would have charged Trump? That the Office of Legal Counsel has an opinion saying it's unconstitutional to charge a president? That's the only reason you didn't charge him? And Mueller tells Barr privately in front of other people, actually, tells him, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. We couldn't reach a determination on that. Yesterday, they put out a joint statement clarifying that that's the position. He's not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found the president obstructed justice. That's not what he's saying. He's saying we couldn't reach a determination one way or the other. There's no conflict between these statements. And the reality is, just because you make a statement of fact, which is we couldn't charge the president because we didn't have factual evidence he committed a crime, but that doesn't mean someone else can't investigate. Congress can investigate and determine whether or not they think he's committed a crime. Correct. That's just a statement of fact. That's not booting to Congress. That's not telling the Congress to impeach him. That's saying my job was to find facts. I found facts. I didn't find facts consistent with obstruction. I can't say he didn't obstruct, but I can't say he did. Because we don't find people didn't do things. That's not what the role of a prosecutor is. The role of a prosecutor is to indict or not indict. Is it more likely or not that he committed a crime? He didn't indict, therefore, it's more likely than not he didn't commit a crime. But we can't say he didn't. Can you imagine somebody being pursued for murder and then trying not to get hanged and them saying, he's obstructing justice. We're trying to hang him and he won't let us. It's obstructing justice. All that to say, Pelosi and Schumer heard the exact same speech all of you guys heard. And he and she, Schumer and Pelosi, decided they're not going to pursue impeachment. They're not going to pursue impeachment. I don't know why that's not good enough for everybody else. I don't know why that's not good enough for anybody else. 19 minutes after 11. The Old Crow Medicine Show. I think they're playing June 1 in Nashville, aren't they, this weekend?
Hey, now.
I think they are.
It's already June.
Well, Saturday.
I know.
You going to go to the show?
To this one, no.
Man, it's a good show.
I'll be watching baseball. You can't
serve. What?
Nine-year-old baseball.
Oh. I thought you meant like on television.
No.
I thought you've run out of stuff to do.
We'll be back.
Feeling down.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Friends over at Cole Plumbing. It's 23 minutes after 11 o'clock. Legislature's working through 4 separate special order calendars, the House is. So they grabbed the first one. They just started getting going a moment ago. So we'll keep an eye on that. Today should be the last day of the legislative session. They should get the budgets out sometime this evening, usually close to midnight. That's the way it works.
Yep.
Necessity is the mother of legislation in the state.
That's funny.
That's true. It's true. So that's on the way. Waiting remarks from Donald J. Trump on television. He will be speaking to the Air Force Academy graduation. How cool would that be to have your keynote speaker be the president? I only went to one graduation, high school, college, and law school. I went to law school graduation. And our keynote speaker was it was actually a cool guy. He was the, head of the NFL Players Association.
Oh, nice.
He was basically the lobbyist for the players, the representative for the players. It was cool. It was a cool thing. He was a graduate of our law school from years ago.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally cool. Cole Plumbing, if you guys want a tankless water heater, and everybody says, but Baron, I need a tankless water heater. You know these tankless water heaters need service every now and then, too? They need to be flushed annually. They need to have new ignition switches put on every few years. If just get in touch with Cole Plumbing and say, come out and look at my tankless water heater, or come out and get me a tankless water heater, retrofit my house for one, or I got a new build coming up, I want a tankless water heater. Just get in touch with them. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check out Cole Plumbing online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Cole Plumbing is a fantastic, locally owned, family-owned business around here. Been around for 40-plus years, and they really understand what's going on. CeCe Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family over there. And we love Cole Plumbing, man. Love them. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. What were we talking about before I did that?
I don't remember
either. Who's this?
Hey, it's
Randall. What's up?
Hey, y'all, you was talking about Trump just a few minutes ago, right at the 11, and about Mueller report. Because after Friday, I don't quit listening. I don't listen to a replay of the weekend. I just listen to all left-handed talk radio. And they ain't going to, I don't hate to say it, but the same 7 or 18 people that sees the report now, that's going to be the only 18 that ever sees it. I don't think it'll ever be open. They're just trying to tear down the image of Trump, the hope that he don't get voted in, which is not going to work. And then Trump is, if you see he's changed his demeanor, how angry he's got the past 2 days, he's trying to push the envelope. And you see Nancy Pelosi, she's not even mentioning about getting rid of Trump no more. And I think that Trump loves the country so much, Baron, that once he's elected, he'll never release it, because there's so much bad stuff in that report about Republicans, too, that it's going to tear the country apart. And I think he loves the country too much. I think he thinks he can fix it the next 4 years from the inside out without having America get blasted in the face when they open his report. And like I say, the 12 Republicans and Democrats that see it, that can see part of it, then that House Minority Leader, he can see every bit of it, just like Trump can. And so, that's all he's going to ever see it, Baron. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
You're wrong.
Wrong. If you ever see it.
Wrong.
Wrong. You know what I mean?
Wrong.
They're going to declassify all of Bucket 5, and it's going to be amazing, and it'll probably be this week.
Wrong. He don't have to act angry. That man can control himself way better than anybody. He is putting on, just trying to get them to push the envelope, and they're never going to push it to open. You hear Nancy Pelosi going to shut down. They know what's in it, bro, and it ain't pretty for America, period. So I think he'll get voted, and then we'll move on. Well, I hate to say it, but we'll see.
Well, he's going to win again. That's what that
is. Oh, no doubt.
No doubt.
And like I said, in the CNN thing, and I want to say, since you were right and Trump was right, guess who else was right?
Who?
It made me right. And I'm fixing to collect on a couple of bets.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And I ain't getting tired of homegirl. All right, love you.
I don't know why I wanted to hit the elephant button.
Hey.
There's a lot of cool buttons on here. Don't you feel like you're in an Alabama football game when you hear that?
I don't know. Do they do that?
Constantly playing some elephant blare. Never quite understood that. All right. Our number 272-9228. Speaking of MAGA hats, this is from the College Fix. These students at Littlestown High School in Pennsylvania, Jeremy Gebhardt and his buddy decided to show a little love for the Geodas.
Mm-hmm.
During Spirit Week, they wore MAGA hats because these young men love making America great again. They're part of the greatest generation. The greatest, greatest generation. Someone snapped a pic of them while they were wearing their MAGA hats, made it all the way to the school yearbook. But when the yearbook was published this week, they noticed something interesting about their MAGA hats. Want to guess? They photoshopped out Make America Great Again. They just look like they're wearing two red hats now. Speaking of, I know you don't watch Formula One, but anybody watched Formula One this last weekend in Monaco? Niki Lauda died. Niki Lauda was famous for always wearing a red hat.
Yeah, you said that on the show last week.
They all were wearing red hats for Niki Lauda.
Nice.
It looked like a Trump rally. John Cleese of Monty Python fame.
Yeah.
Says London is no longer an English city. He tweeted this to his 5.6 million followers. Some years ago, I opined that London was not really an English city anymore. Since then, virtually all of my friends from abroad have confirmed my observation, so there must be some truth in it. I note also that London was the UK city that voted most strongly to remain in the EU. Good for him. Good for him. He's just saying what's happening. I'm not sure what's going on over there. The United Kingdom sucks. England sucks. London sucks. Everything about that place sucks. There's no upside. There's absolutely no upside to England or London or the United Kingdom. There is a reason we beat the hell out of them in two wars in a row.
Ran them out of here on a greased rail.
We beat them so badly, they came back 20 years later and took another dose of it.
Tried to burn the White House down, but what'd we do? Beat them again.
Beat them back. The worst people on earth. I wonder how they treat the Revolutionary War in British history.
I just think they don't acknowledge it.
They don't act like it happened?
Yeah.
They act like it's just like any other Commonwealth country they lost?
Mm-hmm.
The Commonwealth. The only decent thing England ever did was export the English language. But you know what? We would have been speaking German, we'd have been just fine. Then German would be the international language.
Germany?
Thank you, Alvin.
Germany?
I'm not going to cover it now. We'll take a break. 272-9228. When we get back, I have one of my favorite stories. This is a topic that comes up frequently on here. Every so often it comes up. I have very strong opinions on it, and I have a way to solve the problem. And there was a bill before the Alabama legislature that would have solved the problem. This is an international problem. It's really a national problem. But Alabama could have solved the problem. Auburn House Wash, 826 Wash. You know what else is a national problem? Your ugly, nasty, dirty, gross house.
And you know who solves those problems?
Auburn House Wash.
They do.
AuburnHouseWash.com, 826 Wash. Give the outside of your house a bath, people. It's gross. Drive down the road and look at it with fresh eyes. Does it look like it did the day it was built? No. Could it? Yes. Yes, it absolutely could. So get on the phone with them. 826 Wash. Go to the Facebook page. Watch some of the time-lapse videos of the before and afters. Oh, Beto O'Rourke. I forgot about that guy. He's still a thing, isn't he? Is he still standing on tables in blue shirts?
and shaking back and forth as he talks.
And his hands, like, spastic. 826 Wash, get in touch with Spencer, Auburn House Wash. Who is John, I'm asked, on the app? That's John Hanson. The app says News and Views with John and Barron. I need to get that updated. Yikerumba. All right, we'll be back. 272-9228 is our number.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama's own Wilson Wicket Pickett.
Mustang Sally, now, baby. Oh, no.
Did he ever record up at Fame Studios? I believe so, yeah.
Slow, your Mustang died.
would have been a shame because the time and the location.
No, I'm pretty sure that's like where he broke out from.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Somebody's suing Delta Airlines. I encourage this type of lawsuit. I hope people sue every establishment where something like this takes place. It's absolutely ridiculous and gotten out of control. Here's the headline from Fox 5 Atlanta. Lawsuit: Delta didn't do enough to prevent emotional support dog from attacking passenger. Alabama man has filed a lawsuit against Delta Airlines stemming from a June 2017 incident alleging a passenger's emotional support dog attacked him. Lawsuit claims the Atlanta-based airline took no action to verify or document the behavioral training of the large animal, such as assuring it could behave on an airplane. Happened on a flight from Atlanta to San Diego, Fulton County, Georgia. Marlon Jackson, he was assigned the window seat, sitting next to Ronald Mundy Jr. of North Carolina, who was assigned the middle seat. Jackson two times asked Mundy if his dog was vicious. Both times he was assured he wasn't. The dog was a chocolate lab pointer mix. Now, what the hell is a chocolate lab pointer mix doing in the middle seat of an airplane on someone's lap? He growled at Jackson, then attacked him. The lawsuit says the dog was pulled away, but was able to jump at Jackson a second time. He required 28 face stitches. I hope this guy gets $100 million. I swear, I do. I hope he gets so much it shuts Delta down. And every other airline goes, whoa, we don't want to have this problem. No more emotional support pets. If you are blind and have a seeing eye dog, I'm not talking about you. If you're a wuss and have an emotional support dog, I'm talking directly to you. Stay off the damn airplane. Take a bus. Take a car. Walk.
Don't go.
Don't go. If you're that fragile that you have to travel with a chocolate lab pointer mix on your lap, maybe leaving the house isn't for you. 28 face stitches. I swear to God, had that been me,
I'd have killed that dog.
I'd have killed the dog and then the owner. I'd have gouged the owner's eyes out as I was bleeding. I had so much blood, they had to replace three of the airplane seats before the plane could be put back in service.
Jeez.
His attorney said the dog, according to Delta's own policy, should have been seated on the floor, not in the owner's lap. And he said Delta needs to do more to verify these animals are trained. You should see the pictures. I'm not going to show the pictures. They're horrible. They put a guy in a seat next to a large, vicious dog.
Yeah.
And I hope they get sued. I mean, 28 stitches on the face. You should see these. His nose was detached from his face. His eye was about ripped out.
Yeah, he ripped his face off. This very nice and supportive dog.
Let me tell you, emotional support animals are a total unadulterated scam. Seeing eye dogs are a legitimate function of society. They sit on the ground. They're quiet. They don't get petted. They don't make any noise. They don't whimper. They don't whine. They don't wag their tail. They sit there. Emotional support dogs, if someone really needs an emotional support dog, stay home. Stay home until you get it worked out. It bothers the hell out of me. People are being bit in the face all over the country because of these things. I mean, they had an emotional support peacock on one of these planes last year. Something about the way the tail fans makes me feel good. Delta has come out now and says they've changed their policy after the bite. They require a confirmation of animal training. We don't know what service that takes, what form that takes. That could just be somebody saying, yeah, he's been trained. I mean, that'd be a confirmation, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as other official documentation, the airline banned pit bulls and animals under 4 months of age as service or support animals. You shouldn't have pit bulls at all anymore.
That's racist.
What?
Banning pit bulls. They're like because they're the same species and all that, right? But they just look different. You just think they're vicious. And so you've just declared that they're vicious, but
they are vicious.
Sure they are. Prove it.
Nobody needs a pit bull.
Why not?
Because they're deadly.
Sure. I mean, so are German Shepherds.
No one needs a German Shepherd.
They don't?
Get a nice dog.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if you need a junkyard dog.
Wouldn't Rin Tin Tin a German Shepherd?
It's a police dog.
I'm just saying.
They're vicious.
So we shouldn't be allowed to have them?
Nah.
So you should ban types of dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pit bulls. These policy updates reinforce Delta's core value of putting safety first always. I don't believe it. I hope Delta loses $100 million. I hope they have to rename the airline. What was this guy's name? Not Ronald Mundy. I hope they have to name it Marlon Jackson Airlines.
Marlon No-Face Jackson Airlines?
Yeah.
Sorry, Marlon. Sorry you got your face ripped off, but now you own the airline.
Hey, it's a trade.
It happens.
Trade. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Rick. How are you?
Hey, my name's Baron. How are you?
Man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good enough anyway.
Well, I'm good enough.
Yeah, I'm against the pit bulls because I've been reading since the 70s where the sweetest, kindest, nicest dog that you've ever seen in your life, it just turned on my next door neighbor, an 8 to 10 year old, you know. And there's always a pit bull that did that. They attack people just nice and pleasant all their life, and then they decide to you know, become people eaters or other dogs. But my main question is, what's an emotional support dog? What do they do? And how in the world do you train one to support somebody emotionally?
People want to fly with their dog, but they don't want to have to put the dog in cargo hold, so they claim it's an emotional support dog. That's all it is. That's what it is.
Put a red vest on it. Hug it.
Yeah. That's
it. That's what I thought.
It's a scam.
That's what I thought.
It's a total scam.
Okay. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. It's a scam. I mean, if you can't leave your house without a dog, you're not ready to function in society. You need to be in a mental institution or at home. If that's your emotional state, stay home. Doug.
Hey, I got a challenge for you, but Triple L Mallory can do it. All you've got to do is grab your smartphone and say, okay, Google, are pit bulls sometimes known as the nanny breed? And I'll tell you an interesting story about a German Shepherd in my backyard in rural Elmore County eating out of my pit bull's bowl. My pit bull just growled, and so that German Shepherd attacked me and broke my pinky finger on my left hand 3 times, my ring finger on my left hand 2 times, and tried to take my arm off from the elbow down, and I just was able to reach and kill him with a 1-inch pipe. Thank God we have a dog containment law in rural Elmore County. Pits are how you raise them.
I don't believe that.
And you are a very intelligent person, and everybody has their opinion to their own opinion, the right to their own opinion.
Yeah, but did you empirically demonstrate that pit bulls are nice if you raise them nice and mean if you raise them mean, and that there's no crossover?
Mine has never flipped his switch.
Okay, that's an anecdote. That's an anecdote. I'm talking about empirical evidence that pit bulls are not any more dangerous than any other dog when they're treated the same way. Do you have empirical evidence of that?
With my dog, I do.
Okay, that's not empirical evidence. Go back to statistics. Boathead, you're on the air.
All right. So horses can be dangerous to people. They buck, and they're trained.
Right. You don't put them on. You don't put them on a plane either. With the fast food department.
I agree with that.
What's your big horse guy?
Pit bulls are just like any other dog. Dalmatians. They bite. They're well documented biters.
Yeah, we had a Dalmatian.
It was a biter, no doubt about it. Yes, and pit bulls have just been, you know, raised to fight, so they've got this bad reputation. But they are no dangerous, or no more.
Do you
dangerous
have empirical evidence
than
of that?
Any of the dogs.
What study are you citing? Tell me where I can find the study.
This is the deal. Pit bulls can do more damage than a lot of other dogs. So whenever they do hurt someone, they do tend to do damage. But a bull mastiff, they can do a lot of damage. They're huge dogs, and if you lose control of them, if you're not the alpha to a bull mastiff dog, you've got to get rid of that dog because it will literally kill you.
Okay, and that's you're making my point for me, and I do appreciate you for making that point. 272-9228. Who is this? It's 14 minutes to the top of the hour.
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just noticed, too, that his attorney, J. Ross Massey, is of Alexander Shannara and Associates. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Well, it's not funny. I mean, it's a legitimate law firm.
I know.
This says his attorney is, doesn't say that name. It said his attorney.
It says Jackson's attorney, J. Ross Massey, of Alexander Shinaran Association called the policy changes a step in the right direction, but of course, changing the rule after the fact doesn't excuse that there are rules that you didn't follow beforehand.
Well, he's right about that.
She might have a different version of the argument.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, everybody jokes about Alexander Shinaran. I just kind of wanted to make it a little bit lighter.
Well,
but yeah,
don't joke about him.
Shinaran
has a lot of billboards. But that doesn't mean his firm doesn't do good work for the people.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I just don't agree with all these emotional support animals, too, because you're right. If they're that emotional, then why are they on an airplane?
I'm with you.
I don't want your stinky dog and your dog hair all over me after riding on a plane.
Exactly.
I mean, if I come to your
house... That's like sitting next to Bernie Sanders.
You know, if I come to your house that's covered in dog hair, that's my fault.
Right.
Airline's a public space. Don't be gross.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel sorry for the guy, and I'm like you. I hope he wins a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hell, no face Marlon will get his.
Oh, he's going to get money. It's just a matter of how much. I appreciate your call. Pit bulls and mixed breed dogs pose the highest risk of biting and causing the most damage per bite, a new study says. That should put parents of young children on alert when choosing a dog, said researchers. Ohio State University College of Medicine and Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center researched which types of dogs have the biggest risk of biting with severe injury along with the physical traits associated with those bites. The top biter was classified as unknown, followed by, in order, pit bulls, mixed breeds, German shepherds, terriers, and Rottweilers. Researchers also identified dogs with wide and short heads, weighing between 66 and 100 pounds, posing a risk. The bottom five breeds for biting? Dalmatian, Pointer, Great Danes, Pekingese, and Spitz. Study was released this week and published in the International Journal of Pediatric Otorhinolaryngology. How about that? Researchers reviewed 15 years of dog-related facial trauma cases from Nationwide Children's Hospital and the University of Virginia Health System. They studied wound size, tissue tearing, bone fractures, and other severe injuries. requiring consultation by a reconstructive surgeon, created a damage severity scale. Also examined previous dog bite research dating to 1970. There's an estimated 83 million owned dogs in the United States. That number continues to climb, said Dr. Garth Essig, lead author and otolaryngologist at the Wexner Medical Center, said in a prepared statement, "We wanted to provide families with data to help them determine the risk to their children and inform them on which types of dogs do well in households with kids." So I have empirical data to support my assertion that pit bulls have no business being in homes with children. Or if so, keep them highly supervised and don't let your kids roll and lay all over them. Oh, but he's so sweet. Yeah, until he tears their face off. Most bites to children occur from a family dog when the dog is resting and the child approaches. Many bites to children occur when an adult is in the room. Have a better physical barrier between the children and the dog, such as a baby gate or crate for the dog. Especially important for toddlers whose behaviors may be more erratic, unpredictable, and frightening to a dog. Teach children to let resting dogs lie and stay out of dog crates, beds, and other resting places that are designated for the dog. Children should not approach, touch, or otherwise interact with dogs while they're eating. Rawhides and other flavored chews should only be given to dogs when dogs are separated from child play areas. Teach children to find an adult if a dog takes one of their toys or snacks. Children should never attempt to retrieve these themselves. So I appreciate Boathead and all these people telling me, well, I got a dog, and my dog's pretty damn nice. I don't got no damn problem with my dog. He is a sweet pea. Empirical evidence, guys. Actual studies, scientific stuff. Not that you'd know about it. 9 minutes till the top of the hour.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do the dog catch a baby, do the dog catch a...
Dogs.
All right, guys, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. The Goodson Group, 551-0225. If you want to get into, real estate greatness, Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group. Bo's been in the business for over 40 years. Great real estate agent, great real estate broker. He's got a great staff around him. Other great real estate agents that work under Bo, learning from his craft and trade. You know, Bo has trained hundreds, hell, maybe thousands by now, real estate agents right here in the River Region with the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate. The best real estate school in town, period, end of story. You can't get better than Bo. Just one night a week, 3 hours a night. That's it. That's it. And then a few weeks later, boom, you'll have your real estate license, be on your way to, you got to pass the test. You can't be a dummy. But, you know, as long as you can pull it together, Bo's going to give you all the training you need. Do your studying. If you do your part, he's going to do his. Bo Goodson, Goodson School of Real Estate, 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo Goodson, Bo Goodson Real Estate, GoodsonGroup.com, TheGoodsonGroup.com. You can check him out there. Our number, 272-9228. Ole Miss, you're on the air.
How y'all doing today?
Doing well, doing well.
Great. I love you to death, but I can tell you're a lawyer. First, you pick the pediatrician's, test empirical evidence about the damage done. Now, I'm not where I can get it from my computer, but I've been a member of Humane Society for years. And they put out a list of the number one dog bite every year. And most years, it's the Labrador Retriever. The only reason the pit bull is the one that everybody has a fit about is because when you breed a dog to take on a 2,000-pound bull and whoop him, you've got an animal that you need to know how to control. And I'm with you. Somebody needs to go to school and get a permit to own one because they need to know how to handle them. They're the most loving dog in the world, but just like any animal, they have teeth. And if you know what triggers them, then you can be there and not have any problems whatsoever. Everybody gets along. But when you picked out this pediatrician bite on the face pole, I mean, come on. I mean, well, there's millions of dogs, and that's a very narrow study, and only on the damage to the face. The pit bull was number two, and I imagine the Labrador was number one. They just didn't want
to. No, it said unknown. It said unknown, meaning that someone came in and said, I don't know what kind of dog
it was. They knew, but they wanted to make it sound like it was more
I doubt that. What they're looking
at. When somebody bites.
Okay, I'm not going to put up with that nonsense.
The CDC actually stopped collecting bite data because people were too dumb to really know how to report it. But
yeah, I'm not. Well, you know, if my dog bites me, I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to the hospital. There's going to be no damage. She's a 7-pound Yorkshire Terrier named Molly. She's sweet and loving and cute. I love my dog. And if she bites me, I don't give a damn. I don't care.
Well, other than the DNA, she's barely a dog.
If a pit bull bites me,
that's a dog.
I'm bringing out a pistol. We're going toe-to-toe. We're taking him out. I'm just saying there's a difference. There's a reason pit bull bites are judged by severity. I'm not saying that every pit bull bites every kid. I'm saying when they do, it's tragic. And you need to be careful about that. And that's fine. This guy, at least, the last guy that called, at least had some common sense. Look, they're dangerous dogs,
yeah,
but they can be sweet. If they're raised right, they can be sweet, but you still got to be careful with them because the way they're bred and all that kind of stuff. That's a common sense, rational outlook. Too many pit bull owners take an opposite approach. My little sweetie loves kids. Let your kid lay all over my dog. Sorry about that.
I wouldn't own one.
I wouldn't own one either. Hell no. I mean, if you breed it in with something different, and it's kind of a mutt, that's one thing.
Yeah, I've met several pit bulls. Most of them are sweet and raised correctly. There's one I met where it's like, okay, that dog is sketchy.
But you understand, even the one that's sweet and raised correctly, all dogs can bite.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, like, my Yorkshire can bite. You know what, though? It's not going to hurt you if it does.
It's basically like owning a chimp.
It is.
At some point, it's going to hear a loud noise, freak out, and then rip all your extremities off, including your eyes, nose, and everything else.
Right. And you will not be able to enjoy Midtown Pizza Kitchen without eyes or nose, because smelling is half the battle at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by them when you get a chance. A special this week, the carbonara with bacon. Amazing. Real carbonara. That golden carbonara that grips the noodle, holds on to the noodle. The bacon smothered all over the top of it. It's a fantastic dish, boys and girls.
That's the special this week?
That's the special this week. All week.
That's my favorite.
All week. They got a great special coming up on Sunday. Kids Eat Free, half price draft beer. That'll be Sunday, 4 p.m. to close. You just missed Wind Down Wednesday. That was yesterday, but it'll be back next Wednesday. Wind Down Wednesday at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Guys, do everything you can to get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen on a regular basis. Seriously, will.
Wish I was going there today.
Love it. I wish you were too. Because if you were going to go, I was going to go. Now I got to wait today.
Boo!
But I am going to go tomorrow. Actually, I might go today anyway.
I wouldn't blame you.
I may go today anyway. I got a meeting in a little bit. Maybe I'll pick up some Midtown Pizza Kitchen and take the meeting.
You invite me tonight.
Joe, you want to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen tonight? You busy tonight?
We'll talk.
All right. It's noonish. That means the Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark and Dan Morris coming by in mere moments. Dave Mowry and I will be back in 21 hours. 21 hours.
It's not a long time.